Morning, Boker Tov. Today's daf is Yivam's daf Kuf Chaf Aleph. Yivam's Kuf Chaf Aleph and the second to last daf of the Masechta. So we left off Kuf Chaf, amazed that there's two dots, large daf, who closed rather quickly. The daf, it's I won't call it Agadza, but definitely a lot of stories. Continuing on the topic of determining whether or not someone was nifter and the wife could be mutter. So we had said in the Mishnah, we're by the two dots on Kuf Chaf Amaze. We had said in the Mishnah that even if you see he's the husband was cut by a sword, he's hung, or he is being eaten by a chaya, you can't testify that he's dead unless you know for sure he was dead. So the verse focus on the last case. Only if he's being eaten by an animal in a place where the person would not die from, like his fingers, let's say, it's terribly painful, it doesn't look good, but he's not for sure going to die from there, only then you can't testify that he's dead. But if he's being eaten in a place where the person's soul would depart, meaning if he's being eaten by his heart, by his head, then you know for sure that this person is nifter. And you can testify that his wife is mutter to get married. Another member of Yidin Mishmuel, if it was shechted on a person, his both of his simanim, the kana and veshet, the trachea, the esophagus, if it was shechted, both of his simanim were sliced open, or even reiv shnayim, or reiv of these two simanim, ubarach, and he ran away. How's that possible? Because until you separate the head from the rest of the body, or at least the neck part where the slice was incision was made, it still could be lined up perfectly, and he's still able to move around. The halacha is still midin. You could testify the guy's dead because there's no way he's still alive. You could testify he's dead. Ask the Gemara 1 second. You're telling me he's dead just because those two simanim were sliced, and there's no way he could still be alive. We have a separate halacha Abi Gittin that he could still write a get to his wife, unless he wants to avoid his wife being subject to chalitza, to ibn chalitza. So he could write a get to his wife at that moment when he already shechted both of his simanim. What do you mean? But he's already considered legally dead. Ask the Gemara, Eini, Ravida Mishmuel, Shaka B'Shnayim, Rav Shnayim. If he ramas, and he makes remes, he can't really talk, but he makes remes. V'amar, kiss for Galish, you write a get for my wife. They could write a get and give it to his wife. So you see very clearly that the guy's not dead. So that's the Gemara, Chai Hu V'Sefer Lomas. No, he could still be alive momentarily, or I'm not sure exactly what the time frame is. Momentarily, maybe hours, I don't know exactly what the time frame. The Gemara doesn't give a clear indication how long he could be alive for, but he's for sure dead. He's for sure dead in pretty short order. So to come back and testify that he's dead, that his wife can't remarry, that one can do, even though you're still able to give a get, Kozman, he hasn't actually died. So two things aren't a steer. El Meata, ask him 1 second. So if he's not mamish dead yet, and he can even give a get to his wife, so El Meata, he goes la yaday, someone who, well, Limar is actually asking another way. If you're telling me that he's chayu, but safe lamas, he's guaranteed to die, so someone who causes those incisions, someone who actually cuts shnayim reiv shnayim, should be chayiv golos. Yeah, we don't say that. Elamata yegela yaday alamatanya. Why do we learn a brisa? Shach Hashem Rav Shnayim Harizeh Einegel. The one who shechts two simanim or rev two simanim doesn't go to galus. But according to what we're saying, even though he's chayin now, but he's for sure going to die. So the person who did this did a death blow. If someone gives a death blow, the person doesn't have to die instantly to be chayiv galus. If he gives a death blow and the guy dies from that blow within short order, he should be chayiv galus. Why are we here not? Says the Gemara. It's Bar Allah. We said about that. Remember, this old Gemara came up. Well, will come up again in Gittin. In Gittin and Mishach, I think it is in Gittin. I believe it comes from also Makkos that the you say it over there. Why you don't go to Golos is because we're concerned that the victim will aid in hastening the death. And once the victim aids in hastening the death, that takes away. It has to be that the perpetrator fully killed the victim. Says Gemara, Amar Meshech Hashin Shema Ruch Mabaldei. We're scared that maybe the wind helped. The wind actually is not even the. Not even necessarily the victim himself, but going in a place where it's windy, the wind helps hasten, it helps cause the death, and therefore it takes away from the obligation. Again, of course, the perpetrator still is the one that caused it overall, but he didn't cause it by himself fully. There was some other aid in there, and therefore he's not chayv galus. Or inami shema'iyu top of kum chaval malv kiv misasai. Or the guy himself, by moving around in pain or being nervous, he himself brings on. He hastens his death. But that was the difference between the two pshatim, whether it's the wind or whether it's the guy himself. Teshachta based the shasha barchas. In a case where the perpetrator, he did the act of shchita on this fellow in a marble house, basically in a house which is totally enclosed, where there's no concern of wind, of a gust of wind blowing in. So in that case, you don't have the first svara of wind, but you do have the svara of this person himself, the victim himself, moving around. Or in a case, upirchas means that he ran. So he shechted him inside a marble enclosed house, and the victim ran. It's the victim's running that helped aid the death, not the wind. Or opposite, where the victim shechted outside, he didn't move. He didn't run around, but it was outdoors, and outdoors there still could be wind. So in either of those cases, you have one of the svaras, either the wind or the fact that the fell is moving. Okay, so that's just a separate din, that because there's other causes helping to hasten the death, therefore there's no chiv galus. But of course, we're still sticking that one who has rave samanim, or both samanim, certainly shechted, he's guaranteed to be dead, and therefore a person can testify that he's dead, even though there's a time period where he still could live, and he can therefore already get to his wife in that time period. But after a certain amount of time, again, we don't have a clear picture of what that time is, but after a certain amount of time, it's guaranteed that he's dead, and therefore the wife would be mutter to get remarried. Okay. Rabbi Daimer. Leikos. So it said in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says that the Tanakhama said that if up to 3 days after a person dies, you can testify about his body. After 3 days, the body changes, and therefore you may think it's him, but it's really someone else, and you can't testify about the body. It's Tanakhama. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, not every person, not every place, not every time is the same. Different people in different locations, in different times, bodies disintegrate differently. So was Rabbi Yehuda coming to be Machmir? You pointed out in the Mishnah, the Shaila, or was it coming to be Mako? Was it coming to say that you don't even have 3 days? Was it coming to say you have more than 3 days? Iboilu. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, Lekula, Palagi is coming to say, argue the Kula and say you have more than 3 days. You can still recognize the body. Iboilu Chavar Palagi is saying you can't even recognize the body sometimes before 3 days. Sashmas be right, do Gavra. Tava bit Karme. There was a person that drowned in a place called Karme. The Asiku Abe Hedye the Basa Tasyamin, and he's brought to the shore of Behedye after 3 days. Vansaba Rabdimi Maradai Lukasaran Rabdim Radai went and married off his wife based on the testimony that this is that fellow, even though it's after 3 days. Vasu, who gavered the Tabdiglas, this is for someone who drowned in the Tigris River. Vasuku Agishu de Shabisna. And again he was brought up to a bridge. In this case, he's brought to a bridge of Shabisna. Vansaba Rav Disao, Apumi the Shushmini, and Rav allowed the wife to get married based on the people that his friends that recognized the body. How long was it after the guy disappeared, drowned in the water? The basa chamishiyam is after 5 days. So we have a few cases of after 3 days, after 5 days, allowing the wives to get remarried based on the recognition of other people, even though it's more than 3 days. Now, who could be the author of that memra? If you say that Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava argued the kula and said it's more than 3 days, then it's very good. In Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, we could say that both Rav Dimi and Rava were acting according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, who's more lenient. I hold you can't testify even after 3 days. Eli, I'm in the Chumra Palag, but if Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava himself is arguing the Chumra, Tanakam said up to 3 days. And Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava said even less, in Rabbi Kaman, so which Tana could Rava and Rav Dimi be going like? Says Mar, no. Those two cases aren't right. Bechlal, Kushaini, Maya, the Tamsi. Since the body was submerged in water for those 3 days, 5 days, the body was submerged in water, so therefore, since the body was submerged in water, therefore, that protects the body, that preserves it, and therefore, in those cases, Rava and Rav Dimi allowed even 3 days or 5 days, but maybe in general, a body after 3 days does decompose, and maybe if you do above as Machmer says, and it says even less than 3 days it decomposes, and you certainly wouldn't be able to testify more than 3 days about the body. Those two cases were unique because the bodies were in water. What's the obvious question? We just had to end the essay's daf, that when someone gets cut in the foot, Minar Kuva Lamala, we said for sure he dies. We asked this why not say there's an option, there's a possibility of cauterizing the wound. And we said no, because when he's in the water, there was a guy that was lower down in the water, and he came back up, and all they brought back was the leg, and the rest of the body was missing, which is actually going to be the mission coming up in a second. But we had such a case in Gemara yesterday, and the Gemara had said that you could assume for sure the guy's dead if it's Marakuva Lamala, if the detachment, if the leg that came back was above the knee, so that his body was detached from above the knee, he's sure dead. What about cauterizing it? We said, no, because he's in the water, and the water messes up the wound. So yesterday we said the water messed up the wound, today we're saying the water preserves the body, says the Gemara, V'amrit Maya Marazu Maka, didn't we say the water chappers with the wound, it causes it to swell, it messes it up. So, Hanimili Hecha de Ika Maka. Avech Laka Maka Mitzim Samus. Mara says, no, it's Big Chilik. Over there we're talking about a wound. The water taka does damage to the wound. But here we're talking about the body in general. On the contrary, the water causes the body to like shrink. It causes the body to shrink and doesn't let the body bloat. After, we'll see in a second, after the body comes out of the water, ironically enough, it retains a bunch of water and starts to bloat. But while it's in the water itself, the water caused the body to actually be like shriveled, almost like shrink, and stay in its original form. Says Gemara, Hanimili, Chi Aske Chaz B'Shaite, this day you're able to observe the body after being in the water for a bunch of time, even more than 3 days. This only if you observe the body immediately upon taking it out of the water. Avashtai, once you wait a shower or more, an hour after it's out of the water, miftach tafach, then we say for sure the body now can't bloat it, and again, it's no longer recognizable, so no longer you testify about the identity of the person. If you waited a period of time after the body's out of the water, then again, the cutoff point was it goes back to the 3 days or less, perhaps according to Rabbi Bava, or more, we're not sure. We leave that resolved. But the point is, the cutoff point does go back because only when it immediately comes out of the water do we say the water helps preserve it. Once it's out of the water for a bit, it goes back to the regular din and becomes unrecognizable. Zakta Mishnah.
Nafal. So it would come out from this. Somebody drowns after 3 days. His wife's in a good enough hazard.
According to this,
body, you find,
unless you find no, there's other. Unless you find a siman mavuk. Like, let's sit tight for the next Mishnah. Nafal will speak out. It's not the Mishnah itself, it's the Mefarshim. Sit tight. Nafal, they have the Mayan, but you're right. And if you don't have one of those, then yeah, that's what's going to come out. Nafal the Mayan. If a man fell into the water, and we don't, Ben Sheyesh Lam Seif, Ishta Asura. Tanakhama says, if a man falls into water, whether the water is Yesh Lam Seif, which means you see all the borders, all the boundaries, or whether it's Elam Seif, where the water goes past, but you can see the boundaries, we always say, Mayim Sheyesh Lam Seif, the wife's Asura, because maybe the husband emerged elsewhere that we couldn't see. Mayim Sheyesh Lam Seif, if he's underwater and we see he didn't emerge anywhere, then for sure the wife's going to be Mutter. Here the Tanakhama is arguing, the Tanakhama is saying, Ishta Asura, the wife's Asura, both cases, the Mar is going to explain, well, first the Mishnah will say a reason why. Amar Meir, Maisa Becha, there's talk a story with someone, Shadafla Bar Gadol, fell into a huge bar, but this was a Mayim Shiesh Lam Seif, so you saw the edges, and he came out alive. After 3 days, he came out alive. Meir is just proving that just because he's gone for a while doesn't mean he's dead. Now, first of all, bother, what's going on over here? What, like, the Mar itself is going to ask, Meir is being a Raya for Maisa Nisan. It was a Nisan over there, right? But the first we discuss, in general, Meir is being a Raya to this din, Mayim Shiesh Lam Seif, that the husband, the wife still usher because the husband may have survived. How? How? I mean, again, the Gemara is going to address Rameir's case and the Chayetz Maisa Nisim, but in general, the Tanakhama is saying a psak that Mayim, which you see the edges, and the guy is submerged, he didn't come out, it's been hours, it's been days, the wife's still going to be asked, what would be the logic? So the idea really comes up in the Gemara itself, that the concept is that there could be a pocket of air, there could be an air bubble, there could be a space inside the body of water where the person was able to get a reprieve and breathe, and therefore we are concerned for that possibility. Certainly, Rameir's Chash Lamuta, we are concerned for that possibility. That's the side that Mayim Shiyesh Lam Seif, also the husband is, the nervous husband's alive, and the wife remains usher. On the side that, but Mayim Shiyesh Lam Seif, that we fully understand, that the Chara is simple, maybe the guy came out of the water somewhere further away, and we didn't see him, we don't know where he is. There will be a few stories to back up that idea by Mayim Shiyesh Lam Seif. Okay. Amar Beisi, Maisa Basuma, Rabesi argues totally under Meir on the Tanakhama. He says opposite. Maisa Basuma Shiar Lutwal Mara. There's a story with a blind person who went to be table in the grave. The fact that he's blind is only relevant for the next part. Viyar Maisha Akram. He went to be table in a cave, and his attendant, who was helping out because he's blind, also went in with him. The show Kadesh Tesan Afshan. The people outside waited long enough to that they were submerged in water, that the person can't possibly live underwater for that amount of time. And they let their wives get married. Very simple. That's a case of Mayim Shiesh Lam Seif. There was no, they went in the cave, there's only one way back out, and the people, they didn't come out. And therefore, the Chum Marat, the wives get married, not like the Tanakhama. Meaning, when you have, this the Rebbeis is being a Raya, that when you have Mayim Shiesh Lam Seif, and they are there for long enough that a person would not be able to survive, we do pass on the wife as Mutter. Vishuv Maisav Asya, there's another story in a place called Asya, Be'echad, Sheshashu Liyam, that a person was lowered. This is actually the same story we had in yesterday's daf. The Gemara just quoted it from over here. That there was a person that was lowered into the water with a rope. And when they came back, when they pulled back up the rope, all they got was the leg. Shashu means he was lowered into the water. It doesn't say with the rope. It's actually Machlekes Rishonim. We'll get back there in a second. But all they found from him was his leg, not the rest of his body. If you severed from above the knee, then that's a trefa, that's a wound that's not curable, and therefore that the person can't live from, and therefore the wife can't remarry. But if the foot was severed from below the knee, so a person could survive such a wound, and therefore the wife should not get remarried. She shouldn't get married based on testimony. We'll explain right away over here that the Shalshu Liyam, we have Machlekes Rishonim, the Ritva, I believe it is, and other Rishonim, Rashba, learned that he was talking about being lowered in by a rope. And the reason why the cases were lowered down by a rope, because very simple problem, if you just lowered him into the water, and then all we retrieved was a leg, who said it's his leg? How do you know it's his leg? And therefore, the way to know is, if he's attached to a rope, the rope was around his leg, we lowered him into the water, and then we pulled back the rope, and we got this leg, is the only part that came up. Obviously, it's the leg of the person that we lowered into the water. That's the simple explanation of the case. Rambam does not say we're talking about a case where he was lowered with a rope. Some said the person was lowered into the water, and they pulled the person back up with a net. When they pulled, I shouldn't say the person, the leg. What came back up was they put a net into the water, and all they retrieved with this net was a leg. And the obvious question around Rambam is, how do you know it's the same person? So they explain that the case was, there's a siman muvuk. This is Eliezer to your point from before about the body not being recognized by the 50 days. They explain to Rambam that there's a siman muvuk on the leg. If there's a siman muvuk on the leg, a clear siman, we said, even if someone is a rabbanon, but a siman muvuk clearly indicates this is that person. Therefore, certainly if someone is a raisa, it would work. And therefore, we know there's his leg. And again, we'd still be telling the shayla, if it's above the knee, he's considered dead. If it's below the knee, he's not considered dead. But again, it's machlekes rishonim, whether they're talking about whether he's lowered with the rope, or they just picked him up with the net and picked up his leg with the net, and we just happen to know it's for sure his leg. Now the lashon of the Mishnah was in the first case right off the bat that a person who falls to water she'ein lam saif or sheish lam saif according to Tanakama, according to the Rabbi Yosi, it would be only ma'im she'ein lam saif. But the halacha is the ishtei is asura. In the prior Mishnah, what did we say? We said ein me'idin on a person who's sold, who's hung, who's been stabbed by, you know, cut by a sword, who chayas eating him ein me'idin. You can't say testimony. Over here it says ishtei asura. What's the difference between ishtei asura and ein me'idin? As I affect the Rishonim, Ritva says that the lashon of ishtei asura is a stronger lashon. The lashon of ishtei asura is the opposite. In the lashon of Eim Eidin is a stronger lashon. I mean, Eim Eidin is you can't say Eidus Bechlau, which means that we have no raya. The guy's actually dead. There's no even svara to say he's dead over here. By Mayim She'ein Lam Seif, right? We're concerned that maybe the guy came up. But the truth is, I don't like that. We know he's dead. We know he's dead. The guy would presumably be dead. The Rabban Ochoshish maybe came up somewhere else. So we're saying Ishta Asura, meaning she's asked to get married the Chathila. But if she got married, we would say perhaps that since Alpi Rav, since the odds are that he's taka dead, we're not going to force her to get divorced once she was over and got married. Whereas by Eim Eidin, Allah would be, there's no Eidus Yabachlal to be said that the husband's dead, and therefore even if she got married post facto, she would have to get divorced. That's how the Ritva explains the difference between Ishta Asura, whereas Eim Eidin's mashba, even B'dievet, Ishta Asura is only Asura the Chachila, but B'dievet, she got married, she'd be able to stay married. Further, the Rivash wants to suggest that's not the Ritva, the Rivash. Both these answers are from the Rivash. The Rivash wants to suggest further that perhaps the reason why over there we said Eim Eidin is because over there someone died. Over there, in some of the cases, I should say, in some of the cases in the prior Mishnah, not the case that I just gave example of a person being cut or hung or being eaten by animals, but some of the other cases over there where we couldn't identify whether it was the right person or not, we didn't have a clear identity, someone was for sure dead. We just don't know who the person is. You can't identify. So the Lashon of Eim Eidin applies, meaning you can't testify that this is this fellow, but someone there did die. Whereas over here, we use the Lashon of Ishta Asura that maybe no one died. Ishta Asura, and according to this Teretz of the Rivash, Ishta Asura is a kind of like a stronger Lashon that the woman's usher, all wives usher, because maybe no one died at all. Over there, someone seemingly died. Someone died, which is not sure it is. So maybe the lashon of you just can't testify. Eim Eidin is maybe opposite, not a strong lashon, it's a weak lashon. You can't testify, but someone did for sure die. So maybe that's why we chose the different language. Okay, says the Gemara further. Tanarban. Actually, before we see the Gemara, our Mishnah had said that Minarkuva Ulamala, we assume the fellow is dead. Minarkuva Ulamata, we assume the fellow is alive. So a couple of points on this. We have this idea in a few places. First of all, this idea that Minarkuva Ulamala, Minarkuva Ulamata is really found by behemoths. And we had just yesterday, the Gemara spoke about the camel, that he cut off the foot right above the knee, and the camel died instantly. The Gemara wanted to be Azraya, and there's no time to cauterize the animal after you cut off above the knee. And the Gemara says, no, that camel was a weak camel, perhaps. But the point is, this is certainly a trefa by an animal, and our mission is using the same idea of trefa by a person as well. So there's a discussion in the Mefarshim. Do we trace this in Chulun Daf Mem Beis says any body parts that humans share with animals, whatever is considered a balmum by animal, not just balmum, a trefa by an animal, is considered trefa by a human as well. Others argue on that analogy. Others argue and say no. They have a list of trefas for an animal in Bechiris, and then you have a list of trefas for humans. That list of trefas don't necessarily have to go hand in hand. The list of trefas humans don't necessarily replicate the list of trefas by animals, even the ones that have the same body parts. Our Mishnah, our Gemara that keeps connecting Minakuv Lamal or Kumata by person to animal would definitely seem to be go in line with Tasis and Hulman Beis, who does put the two together. Now, we speak about whether the cut is above the knee or below the knee. What about right by the knee itself? Right? The Gemara typically asks such a question. Above the knee, you're saying he's for sure a trefa. Below the knee, you're saying he's not a trefa because he can live. What about at the knee itself? So, there's a Tasis Kiv Eger, beautiful, Tasis Kiv Eger, Anna Mishnayas over here, who quotes from the Russian Hulan, who says that you have to be machmer both directions, meaning by behema, the concern is this animal a trefa or not? And if it's a trefa, you can't eat it. If it's not a trefa, you can eat it. So you have to be concerned that by the knee itself, we go l'chumra and say that it's going to be considered trefa. By a man, over here, we're trying to determine if the guy's dead to be mata, the wife, to get married. So over here, we'll have to go l'chumra and say the knee itself will be like below the knee and not be a trefa, and she won't be about to get married. We're going l'chumra both sides. One last point that's very, very, very key is Rambam brings, and we say that the wife being able to get married once the cut is above the knee, the wife getting married, Rambam says, it's tough to get to 12 months. only live 12 months. Why? Because even if we're giving it in treifa, we know treifa in a chaya, what does that mean? He won't live 12 months, but he can live up to 12 months. So you can't allow the wife to get married right away because maybe Taka, this guy suffered a death wound. It's above the knee that his leg was removed. He's going to die, but who says he's going to die instantly? Therefore, you have to wait 12 months from the incident. That's the Ramban Shita. Rambam doesn't mention anything about 12 months. Rambam just brings the halacha that Ma'akuf Lamala, the guy is presumed dead, and the wife's mutter, and he makes no mention of the 12 months. The question is, why not? So the first thing, give different answers. They want to say, quote Rambam, that perhaps we touched on the Gemara we had earlier in the daf, on top of the Amid, that water helps hasten the demise. We had it written yesterday's daf, Ramayim Marzi, when there's a wound, water helps hasten the demise by a wound, and therefore you don't have the 12 months talk, you don't have to worry about it because the water is going to make sure the guy dies faster. That's one explanation why Rambam leaves at the 12 months that the Ramban brings. Another explanation is that really, again, like I said before, midar raisa mayim she'ein lam saif, the assumption is the guy's dead. The guy's really dead, right? Midar raisa, the guy's really dead, and therefore the wife is mutter. But over here, we also have the fact that it's a treifa. We combine the treifa element with the mayim she'ein lam saif element, and we assume he's really dead, and we don't have to wait the 12 months, we don't have to be machmer, for the possibility that he survived for up to 12 months, and therefore Rambam doesn't bring it bechlal. Okay, so Gemara. Tana Rabbanan. Nafal lamayim. A man fell into the water, and he didn't come out. Ein she'ein lam saif, ein she'ein lam saif. Whether the water has to end or not. Tana Kama, this is like the Tanakh of our Mishnah. Ishtei asura divrei meir. This is Rameir Shita again. Rameir holds the wife is asur, because we always presume the guy may still be alive. The chamayim no. Mayim she'ein lam saif, if they see the boundaries, then Ishtim Materis, wife Mutter, because he didn't come out. He didn't come out. We see where the water ends. He never emerged from the water. He must be dead. If the water has no end, you can't, which means, again, you can't see the end of the water, then Ishtim Asura, because we have to be concerned that maybe he emerged from the water somewhere else where we couldn't see. What does mean Mayim Saif? It means wherever the person can stand and see the water, see the boundaries on all four sides, that's Mayim Sheishlam Saif. Hu Gavra. Story time. There was a person, the Tava, Ba'agmad of Samki, who drowned in the Agam, like the marsh of Samki. Ansaba Rav Shila Ludvisayo. Rav Shila was matir, the wife, to get married. The problem is, this was a Mayim Shein Lam Saif. You couldn't see all the boundaries on all sides. Amar Le Rav Shmuel, Rav said to Shmuel, Tanashamte, let's put Rav Shila into Kherim. He's passing that even Mayim Shein Lam Saif, that the wife's mutter, no one holds that way. Rav Meir holds even Mayim Shein Lam Saif, the wife is Asr. And the Chama say only by Mayim Shein Lam Saif, the wife's Asr. But even the Chama agree, Mayim Shein Lam Saif, but there's no, you can't see the boundaries, the wife's Asr. Yet Rav Shila's being matter, let's put him to Kherim. What happens? Amar Le Shmuel, Nishnat Le Beresha. Let's first hear his side of the story. Let's first send a message to him to find out what happened there before we put him to Kherim. Seems logical. Shalach Lei, they sent. This is a Muslim rascal that Rav heard the facts, and the facts were true, right? And based on the facts, Rav Shila Paskin Keneged all the Tanayim. Let's put him in Chayim, right away. And Shmuel's like, let's foresee out the story. Maybe we're missing something. Shalach Lei Mayim She'ein Lam Saif. They sent to Rav Shila. What's the lacha Mayim She'ein Lam Saif? Ishta Asura Yamateres. What's the psak? Whether it has no end, is the wife Asura Mutter? Shalach, he sent back. Ishta Asura, Vat, the wife's Asur. If the guy got lost in water that has no end, maybe he emerged on the other side and he's still alive. The wife is Asur. So then they said, oh, so he's not passing against the Tanayim. The Agamad the Samki, Mayim Sheshlam Saif. So they asked him, is the water of Samki, Mayim Sheshlam, is that water Sheshlam Saif? That you passing that it's Mutter? Or, Mayim Sheshlam Saif? They asked him, what type of water is that? Shalach Lui said back, Mayim Sheshlam Saif. It's indeed, I agree with you. It's water that has no end. So, my time, Mavarach, so why do you passing that person can be married, the woman can be married, if the water, the husband has fallen into water, Sheshlam Saif? This Mayim of Samki. So he said back, you're right. Mitzvah Matina. I made a mistake, meaning in the status of that water. I wasn't arguing on the Tanayim. I made a mistake how we treat that water. And he explains, Anasavi Kivin the Kovakaimi. Those are very stagnant waters. Since those waters are stagnant, so that's Mayim She'ein Lam Saif. I mean, this idea that a person, when you have water, Mayim She'ein Lam Saif, we're scared the person emerged far away on some other border, some other boundary that we didn't see, is because the water moves a lot and the water may have carried him there. We don't assume the guy swam out of sight, vision, survived, and somehow emerged where we couldn't see. We assume the water took him there. But in a case where the water's mama stagnant, it's like Mayim She'ein Lam Saif. We know the edge. We know how far he can go. Our eyes could see, and therefore he must be dead. That's what he assumed. However, he said my mistake was v'lohi, but I realized that I made a mistake. Kivin d'kagali, since there still are waves, even in these waters, there's some waves, even though stagnant waters, there are some waves. Emagali ashbulu, maybe there was a wave, a couple waves that brought him to a shore that was not nearby, and we didn't notice. So Rav Shila said he made a mistake. Now it doesn't say what happened to this woman. She had already got remarried. Was he going to say that she no longer could be remarried? She has to get divorced or not? Pashtus, the psak, like we said before, was that Mayim She'ein Lam Saif also, even Mayim Shalom Saif is a chumra that was saying midrabanan that you can't get married. Midrais level, you can assume the guy's taka dead, and therefore once he got married, the chumra they'd be able to stay married. Okay, but once he heard this, Kivin the Gagali Emer Gali Ashbi, Kari Shmuel Alei Rav. So Shmuel said about Rav that he was going to put someone in chumra accidentally, but he didn't. Leyunat Satik Eleven, that bad doesn't befall the righteous, meaning because Rav is chashiv, he was saved from issuing a mistaken chayrim. Kari Rav Leyde Shmuel, Ushua Berev Yayetz. And Rav said about Shmuel, who's the one that actually saved him, with his advice that the tshua, the salvation, is with one who has good eitzes. Meaning Rav said that Shmuel, because he gives good eitzes, is a source of salvation, and indeed for Rav himself, he saved Rav from doing a knee-jerk, we'll call it, chayrim. Tanya. There's a story of two people that were sitting in nets in the Yarden. And one of them went into a mechira of dagim. It's like a burrow, they say, underwater that was made by fish. The sun said, and the darkness, he couldn't see the opening of the burrow, so he spent the night there. So his friend went, waited for as long as it would take for the guy to no longer be alive. And when the girl told the family that Nebuch, your husband, father, is dead, he got stuck over there in the water and he never came out. The next day the sun was shining again. The guy was able to see the opening of the burrow. He saw the opening of the burrow. He exited. You know what he found? He found there was a big hesped about him in his house. They're doing this hesped for him in the house, meaning they thought he was dead and he was still alive. I'm Rabbi. How great are the words of the Chacham? They said that when the water has no end, the wife is going to be mutter. When the water has an end, when the water has an end, the wife is mutter. But when the water has no end, the wife is going to be usher, because there's ways for the guy to survive. How could he survive? Like in this case, the guy survived in a burrow hollowed out by the fish. Ask them all 1 second. If there's a concern that the water, where the water has an end, but there could be a burrow where the fish made like a pocket in the water where he could survive. So why are we concerned? There he's alive as well. Why are we concerned about Mechilas Dagim? Answers the Gemara. In a smaller body of water that you can see the shores on all sides, there's typically not going to be found a Mechilas Dagim. Only in the bigger bodies of water do you find these Mechila Shel Dagim. Amar Bashi. We say that when the water has no end, the wife is also, because we're concerned that maybe he came up alive elsewhere. Talking about only about a regular person that may have arose elsewhere, came ashore, and he's living somewhere else, and he's alive and well. But if the guy's Tamachacham, who's famous, that's really the idea, if he's famous, then his wife is not going to be Aser, because Esau the Kaliste. Because if this Sumer Abundant, if this Gadol came, arose on shore elsewhere, word would get out that this Gadol came to town, the Gadol's alive, word would get out that he's still alive, and therefore we would have known about it. The fact that you didn't hear about it must be Hitaka Nebuch died. Lahi. But the Gemara says, not true. We make no chiluk between a regular person or a Tam Chacham or a famous person that matter. The Evid in. Here the Gemara says clearly what we've been saying. If she got married, if she went and got married based on the husband disappearing in a Mayim, She'ein Lam Seif, which has no end, she wasn't supposed to, but if she went and got married, because we say she didn't get married, if she did, she could stay married. The Evid in, she thought stay married based on the Din Deraisa. L'chachila, but let her get married, l'chachila. Lai, we wouldn't let her get married, l'chachila. Tanya. Amrangamil Pamachas, he's Mehalech Basvina. One time I was traveling on a boat, Vrisi Svina Achashinishbra. Rangamil says, I was traveling on a boat and I saw another boat that shattered and was sinking Vaisi, Mistar, Tamachacham Shabbat. And I was Mistar by the fact that there was a Tamachacham that was on that ship. And who was this? Who, in my mind, was for sure dead. Umanu, who was this Tamachacham? Rabbi Akiva, who was the Halig Rabbi Akiva, who was on the boat that capsized, that split apart. Ukshalisi, Biabasha, when I came back on dry land, Bab Yashav, down the fun of Balacha. I saw Rabbi Akiva himself sitting and giving a shir. He's talking in Alacha. When I got back to dry land, he was alive. Amartle, Beni, Mealacha, my son, who took you out of the water? Amali. Daf shall svin in his damenly. A board from the ship was his damen, was ready for me. Meaning when the split broke, there was a board, a plank that was like a raft for me. Chol gal v'gal shabot lai, and every wave that came upon me, nenati l'reishi, I bowed my head and the wave went over me. I got to shore and I survived. Mekana mechamim, mivar rusham, just a mushel from the story. Mivar rusham adam, if wicked people are coming upon a person, yinanei l'reishi, he should bow his head in front, yinanei l'reishi in front of them until the danger passes. A couple of you can, first of all, on mekana mechamim, mivar rusham, if rusham, wicked people come upon a person, that's plural, Rishayim. Yinanei Alei Reishai, he should bow his head before them. It sounds like he should bow his head before the Rasha, singular. Yinanei Alei Reishai, singular. And before we say Lashon plural, and Farshim explain, but the idea is that if a person's being sees the Rishayim coming upon him, the better way to stop the Rishayim in their track is to stop them one by one. Once they band together as a group, much harder to stop people that are together as a group. So if you see the Rishayim getting together, you should deal with them. Wait, again, the mashal is from the story of him burying his head under the wave and letting the wave pass. So let each Rasha pass and don't necessarily challenge them, but the point is, stopping them, also dealing with them on a separate individual basis, could be more fruitful than dealing with them on a group basis. Okay, but there's a beautiful mussar. I actually heard this over, my brother said this by my grandfather's Levi, my grandfather's a Talmud of Chachmei Lublin. Is a famous vart from Rameir Shapiro, on the author, the originator of Daf Yomi, right? He started the whole Daf Yomi program. And he uses this Gemara to say that in life there can be difficult times. Presumably he was referring to the upcoming times that were happening then in Europe, but he was not around by the time the war started. But he said that just like by the Svina, the waves of Tsaros were coming at Rabbi Kiva, and the daf, so to speak, of the daf of the ship, which is the board of the ship, saved him. So too, a person can navigate life's travels and travails when he has a daf. Referring to, of course, the daf Yemi. So my brother once asked my grandfather, I'm sure he was a Talmud of Chachmei Lublin, he was not there when Meir Shapiro was around, Meir Shapiro had been Nifter when he got there, he was one of the younger Talmidim, and last Talmidim, he was there till when the war broke out, but my brother once asked him, how did he, you know, live through the atrocities, and he said, this exact Gemara, he quoted this Gemara, it was a Shasian, he quoted this Gemara, and he said, the daf kept me going, I don't know if he meant, you know, the daf Yemi, I don't think he meant daf Yemi, he was a Bachrin Shiva then, he wasn't learning daf Yemi, but he meant the Gemara, even after the war, he gave a shir for 50 years, never gave a shir daf Yemi. He gave a shir like a much slower paced shir, he liked more of the racist style they have today, he gave a shorter shir, but he said, this exact Gemara, the daf is what kept me going, this same idea, again, it's a play on the words. There is, okay, says more further, Tanya, Amar Rabbi Akiva. I skipped. Amarti, Baisa Shah, Gamil said at that time, how great are the words of Chachamim that said, Mayim Sheshlam Saif Materis, when the water has an end, then the wife is mutter if the person drowns in the waters. Mayim Sheshlam Saif Asur, but if the water has no end, then the wife is Asur, because you see, like Rabbi Kiva's survival is a proof that what? That Mayim Sheshlam Saif, even though it's not likely the guy survived, it's possible, and we're concerned, and we have to be Chashver, like Rabbi Kiva who survived. Similar story, Tanya Amar Rabbi Kiva, this time Rabbi Kiva was on the other end of the equation, he was the one that witnessed the miracle. One time I was traveling on the boat, I saw another ship seeking at Tziva, and I was on that boat. Who was that? Man or a mayor? It was a mayor who I thought for sure was dead. When I came to Kaputke, I saw him dealing in Alacha. I said to him, who saved you from the water? Amar Ali said to me, Galter Dani L'Chaveri. One wave swept me onto the fellow wave, until I was spit out onto dry land, wave to wave, until I spit out to dry land. Amarti by Rabbi Kiva said at that time, how great are the words of Chacham that said, when the water has an end, the wife's mutter, when the water has no end, the wife's usher, because we never know how, but the person could still survive. It's interesting, Rabbi Kiva was blown away, their mayor was saved. This story had happened to him already. Rabbi Kiva, his boat capsized, and he was saved. He was blown away. The Rebbe was at Kaputkia. Obviously, he presumed the worst, because he knew his story was unique, that he was saved. But to be so surprised, the Rebbe was at Kaputkia, that he asked him, how did you get saved? He had a story himself. So the first thing I'm trying to say, beautiful, they say it's a very technical difference. In Rabbi Kiva's case, the boat split apart, and he was saved by one of the boards served as a raft for him to be saved. In Rameer's case, the boat just sank. And we see actually, how is he saved? Wave by wave slapped him out. He got these big waves that miraculously pulled him out of the water, wave to wave. So Itaka didn't have the same situation as Rabbi Kiva. So Rabbi Kiva was surprised. In the case where the boat didn't break apart, well, I know I had a raft to save me. What did you have? What was your miracle? What did you have to save you? That's what the Chacham explained. Says the Martar Abanim. Nafl gave a rise. First, he falls into Chalila lion's den. Amy, love. You can't testify that he's dead because if the animal's hungry, he's dead. But if the lions aren't hungry, then they may not eat him. The chafur malei nechashav akravim. However, if he falls into a pit full of snakes and scorpions, then you can assume he's dead because we know snakes and scorpions, that's one of the tithes on the snake. We compare lashnara to a snake because a snake bites even if it doesn't get any benefit. He's not eating the person necessarily. He just bites. So it's lashnara, speaking bad about someone else. There's no real benefit for the one who's speaking, yet he's just harming someone else. That's the mashal to a snake. Other animals, the Gemara tells us elsewhere. Other animals, I think it's more in Shabbos, the Gemara tells us other animals, or maybe it's more in brachas. Other animals, they only bite when they need food, they need to eat, or they feel like they're being threatened, fine, there's a purpose. Stam is like to bite for no reason, the snake bites for no reason. Point is, Nachash Mech Ravim, we can assume the guy's dead. Says the Gemara, read him as here, I'm a no. After Chorosh, Nachash Mech Ravim, Amy didn't love, even if he falls into snakes and scorpions, we don't testify that he's for sure dead. Chashin atav aves, Chashin Shem Chavir, who maybe he's a Chavir, meaning, Chavir over here means like a snake whisperer. He's a Chavir, he's smart to know how to deal with the snakes, and therefore, he was not for sure bitten and killed. Tanakamu, Taka, why is he choshish for that possibility? Agav, it's the maskil. Yeah, if he entered carefully, and then he could whisper to the snakes and do whatever he does, and make sure they don't kill him. He fell on them, he definitely chopped them as he fell, and he's for sure dead. Paraman. Nafusach Kishab Raish, first falls into a fiery furnace. May even love you can testify that he's dead. Liyaira, what if he falls into like a vat? Melea Yayim Veshemen, a vat, it's a boiling hot vat full of wine, full of oil. Meeting Lavik testified that he's dead. Nebuch, it's unfortunate, but the guy is for sure dead. Mishimar Achamru, no. Shasham Meeting Love, if he falls into a vat of oil, he can testify Mishu Mavir, because when he falls into the vat, it causes oil to splatter, and the oil that splatters goes to the fire. You know what it does to the fire? Oil is fuel for the fire. It actually causes the fire to burn stronger, so therefore that's not gonna potentially soften the fire and save his life. Shayayin Ain Meeting Love, but if he falls into a vat of hot wine, yeah, it's not a good story, but you can't say for sure he's dead because Mishimar. Because the wine that splatters out, it helps extinguish the flame, and therefore maybe he was saved. Amr Leida said, in the beginning, the wine, it gets rid of the fire a little bit, but at the end, it causes it to burn more stark. So ironically enough, the fire, what happens is it gets like, it makes like that noise, it gets a little bit extinguished, and then it overcomes, and when it overcomes, it's actually a stronger fire, and therefore, you still can assume the guy is dead. Amr Meir. This is the story of the fellow who fell into the? He fell into a bar gadol. He fell into the a big cistern, or he said a cave, and he came in after 3 days. Tanya, I'm the mayor. Amos kimas nisim skreyach. There's a story about an ace. You can use that as a raya lalacha about people surviving mayim sheshen abzayif. Mar says, my nesim. What's the nesim that came after 3 days? If the nesim is that he didn't eat or drink for 3 days, the Esther Malkut said to. Gave message to Mordechai. Tell the people before I go in to see Haman without being summoned. Make sure they fast on me 3 days, 3 nights. The discussion in the Gemara was Mamish 3 full days, 3 nights. There's Gemara elsewhere. I think it's Yishalmi that says it couldn't be 3 full days, 3 nights because the person would die. Mamish Abasar Gemara. Our Gemara is saying from their Gufa Raya that you could survive 3 days, 3 nights without food. Okay. El Dainayim. Rather, what was the issue? What was the miracle over there? The guy didn't sleep. Meaning the point is, we're saying don't be arrived from a Maisa Nisim because anyway there's nace there. Yeah, the guy found the pocket, that's not the nace. He found the pocket to breathe, that's fine. But living for somehow 3 days, 3 nights, anyway was the nace. What's the nace? Without food or drink, that we already have Esther told the people to fast 3 days, 3 nights. Elamai didn't sleep. Damar Bechanan says Gemara, Elder Naim didn't sleep. Damar Bechanan, Shvush La Ishish La Shamim. If a person makes a neder, a shvu, he's not going to sleep for 3 days. You know what to do? Malkan I said, Gishan Altar. Give him Malkas and he can sleep right away. Meaning you don't force him to sleep right away. But the point is, it's impossible to go 3 days without sleeping. And therefore, he's for sure going to be a shvua. We don't even wait to have to give Malkas. Give Malkas and let him sleep right away. So that was the nace. So that's the question. Dramer, sleeping is an ace anyway. The guy didn't sleep for 3 days. So then, once it's a mice and ace, you can't be right for that story. Dramer, my time, huh? What's he going to answer? I'm Avkana. Keep it on Gabi, keep it on. There were like these arches in this inside the cistern. There were arches, and he's able to find a place to sleep on these arches. Rabbanim, the Shishavi. It was obviously like a very smooth stone. It was like marble. There's no way you're going to be able to sleep. It'll slide right off. You won't be able to sleep. Dramer, he says, no. No, he found a spot where he could maintain himself a little bit and sleep. He found the spot where he could sleep for a little bit, and therefore he did sleep in 3 days. Therefore, it wasn't necessarily a mice and nisim, the fact that the guy lived for 3 days without sleeping, because he may have slept in between. Tanarban. Mice be the show, Nuchunya Chayfer Sikh in the story with the daughter of Nuchunya who dug pits. She nafla bargada, she fell into a big pit, and they would fear for life. Ubabi the Rebbe Chanina ben Deisa, they came to Rechim ben Deisa. Rechim ben Deisa was the big chassid, and they came and told him about the story. What did he say? Shar Rishayna, Amalam, Shalom, he said, peace. Shnia Amalam Shalom, second shot, he said again peace. Shlish Amalam also. By the third shot, the first time he said peace, it's okay, it's okay. By the third time he said, she's out of the pit. Amr Allah, they said to her, Biti Mialcha, what helped you get out of the pit? Amr Allah, she said, Zachar Shabakhilim is Amali. There's a sheep, a male sheep came, a ewe came by, Vizakin Manigai, and an elderly man was leading it, which, yeah, of course, the Farshim will assume that this is actually remiss not to the classic Elio, but it's actually remiss to the Akedah, right? The elderly man was leading the sheep. And that led me out of the pit. Amr Loi, they said to Rav Chanina, they said, Navi Ata, you're a Navi, that you knew that she was saved. Amr Loi, he said, no. I'm not a Navi, nor am I the son of a Navi. First, I actually explained, this is a common refrain. I'm not a Navi, I'm not the son of a Navi. What would help to be a son of a Navi? You don't just get Navius by, like, you know, genetics. He's a Navi, son of a Navi. So they explained that Loi Ben Navi means, I'm not the son of a Navi, meaning, I'm not the Talmud of a Navi. Like Ben Torah. I'm not the Talmud of a Navi. Maybe a Talmud of a Navi, of course, it's a Talmud, maybe has some tzitzis, maybe has some, you know, some teaching, some understandings of a Navi. He said, I'm not a Navi, I'm not even a Talmud of a Navi. Okay. El Adavisha Asad Masasik, by this that the person was Masasik, the father was digging, used to dig pits for the community to help them. That was his job, and he's gonna have an issue with it. his Yikasha Bezare, his children will be Yikasha with that same issue. Amr Abba, Afopikin, unbelievable, Mace Benevitam. Even though Rachim Nesa said that, and it's true, that idea, but in a related manner, his son died. This fellow, Nechunya's son, died out of thirst, even though he was very chashiv and he was busy with digging pits, which ultimately helped bring water to save people. The Maaseh did die from that Shenemar. The Sviv Nisharim Ayd, the Pasuk says that his surroundings are very, very Nisharim. It's very, very turbulent. Talmud, what did we learn? Malami Shekash Baruch Hu, Medakim Sviv Kutasara. Those who are close to Hashem, those who are in a higher Madrega, they attack a judge. It seems to be, I want to say unfair, but it's because they're on a higher level, and therefore they're held to a higher standard. They are indeed more close to Hashem, and their proportion of the world to come will indeed be greater, but they are held to a higher standard. It all goes together, and therefore this Nechunya was a tzaddik. His son did die not directly through a pit, but through the water, lack of water which comes from a pit. So it's mamish, not 100% direct, but it's pretty close, and still he suffers such a tzara. Rav Chinan Amar, Mehalcha, different source. Kiel Naris will say Kadesh Rabba Venera Akol Sivivav. That Kadosh Baruch Hu is scared amongst the holy. He's awesome amongst those around him. The closer one is, the more careful one has to be because of the higher levels he's accountable to. Let's go to the Mishnah. Afisham Menashem Aymeres Meis Ishplani. If he hears from the woman saying so and so died, die. That's enough. If you hear women saying so and so died, so he can go into court and say, I heard people saying in the news that so and so died, and that's good enough. Rabbi Daimer. The point of here is, these are people that are not testifying, they're doing hearsay, and because of the hearsay, someone else who heard about it, the hearsay can testify on that behalf. So this fellow heard the woman talking about the guy that died, or here he hears about the reader says, he hears about the kid saying, we're going to go and bury so-and-so. He can go testify that the person's wife is meant to get married. Whether or not these words were being said in order to be mad to the wife or not, these are words that we can use to testify the husband's dead. No, by a yid, we say it's valid. Any comment about the fact that someone died, whether the guy had intent to be mad to the wife or not, it doesn't play a role, and we can trust those that information, and we can say the husband's dead. Whereas, even hearing it from other people, we're saying it's fine. Whereas by a guy who has intent to say testimony, we can't trust him. So it's really the opposite. If a guy just says it, matter-of-factly, not trying to testify that the guy's wife is mutter or whatever it may be, then we can believe him. But if he says it as an edus, then we don't believe him. Says Mar, when the kids say they were going to the burial of so-and-so, maybe they didn't go. Maybe they know what they're talking about. They thought they're going, they're not going. I heard a bunch of the same coming from the hespin and the burial of McLuffers is plainly. Maybe it was just a grasshopper that died. But see, they should make kids give names to like little objects. Maybe they said so and so died. Especially a famous person, a hush person died. They had a nickname for the little pet, and they called the little pet the famous person's name. Maybe that's what they mean. The kami came rabbanim havu hasam. The kami came septani havu hasam. The following rabbanim were in attendance. The following people gave a spadim. They gave more detail. Since they gave more detail, it's pretty clear that what they're saying is an actual death of this person. And even for the children, we could go now and say, based on the children's information, that the husband's dead and the wife can get married. We'll pause over here. I know we're behind. Tomorrow, we will hopefully finish the Masechta. We've got a lot to cover. Maybe we will try to start.